Hola, mi gente, radio. No, wait. Oh, my God. I keep forgetting. It's the Pop Culture Vultures. It's the podcast. Your girl, La Loca.
Hey, hey, hey. Utopia here as well.
And we have a guest, Dr. Heavenly.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Thank y'all for having me.
From so Married welcome. To Medicine every Sunday, 8 p.m. on Bravo. Dr. Heavenly and I have been associates, friends.
Yay, okay, good. Friends,
you know,
girl,
you gotta be
upgraded.
Listen, we gotta be careful because Dr.
No,
Heavenly will check you in a heartbeat.
No,
like, no.
I'll be learning that.
Only if you come for my man. That's all.
Yeah. We've been friends for a while. When she first came here to Radio 103.9, it was the funny thing, it was Dr. Heavenly, it was Quad. And but no, it wasn't Mariah. It was the one lady that's not there anymore. Oh my God,
what's her?
No, she's African American, but she had like light skin.
Lisa.
Is it Lisa?
Yeah, I think
she was super short.
Yeah, Lisa.
You three were the only ones that came.
Mm-hmm,
and so that's when we first met, and then you came by yourself.
Right.
And I don't know, have you watched the show Utopia?
I've never watched it. So I was going to say for us, well, I'm going to say me because I'm probably the
no,
only
us,
person who hasn't seen it
yet.
Yeah. Can you give us a brief synopsis about the show?
Well, one of the great things I like about our show is we're actually really married. We have families. We're actually doctors or doctors' wives. I happen to be both. I'm a dentist. My husband is a physician. And they show the real thing of what people go through. I think that a lot of people feel like if you're on a certain education level, a certain success level, you don't go through the same thing.
Yes.
And you absolutely do. And it's how we get through it and our struggles.
Yeah. And it's all like it's straight comedy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Come sit over here, Utopia. When the show first started...
Really?
I was so afraid of it because I was like, I don't want to see my doctor going fisticuffs
right.
with each other. Like, right. I was just like, no. But then as I watch, you know, and I'm not going to say I'm a steady watcher because
right.
working all day, it's super hard to stay home and watch TV. And do you even watch your own show?
I do now because I do what we call an after show. But before that, I never watched
never
it.
Watched
Once I'm
it.
Done, I was done. But now I do an after show showing my response. DrHeavenly.com.
Yes, please. Plug away. She also has a book, and she also on her own radio show as well.
You have a book?
I do. It's called The Business of Love. All this can be reached from my website, which is DrHeavenly.com.
Yeah, because not only is she a dentist, she's also a relationship coach,
expert right.
Right. a coach,
right.
certified. So she got her papers. She's one of my single friends that only dates in convicts.
I used to.
So
why
you know,
do that?
Because of there's no commitment. Like
okay.
that's the I already know that off bat. That's the reason why I was attracted mm-hmm. to people who were physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I said physically not available for me. So that was definitely what that is like. Always like
okay, I'm gonna leave this alone.
No,
don't leave it alone.
I mean,
this is what today
you,
is about.
You want me, is it
yes.
okay if I
you
ask
could absolutely
question?
Ask me some questions.
Please.
But what type of person would want somebody who's not there for them? That's not a relationship.
A young person, a person who doesn't know who she is, a person
there you go.
Who
it has to be.
You know, this is not the person I am now.
Right.
Yeah,
so
but
you don't
this
do that,
that
anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, not anymore. Okay. Not now.
How
I'm
did that
single.
Go for you? Like cuffing season
oh,
is cold.
It I had multiple. So you know, I would be dating someone who was locked up, but then also I would be dating someone who was maybe on the verge of getting locked up. So it was just like...
Sorry. Yo. It's hard out here for the females. Huh?
Yeah, but this is me like super, super young, like early 20s, like right out of high school.
Listen,
well,
I would
in
have
high
to
school,
take her
like,
through a
know.
Mind doctor to see why she felt like that was okay, but she's mm-hmm. out of that right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It
now
would have been a whole hour. I have to fix her life. And
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. It's a lot, but I've learned.
How old are you now?
I'm 39.
Okay.
So yeah, and I've learned a lot about myself, and I have no regrets about you know.
Are
my
you
past.
Dating now?
Absolutely not. Because
did any of the guys ever get out and you met them and they needed a place to stay and then you
they
had...
got out? Yes, one did and it didn't last for more than 2 weeks
because
he was always around. Like
ooh,
it was just
you
way...
didn't like that.
Yeah, it was way too much,
girl. You don't really want a man, do you?
I don't know. Like I always have gotten into relationships that either my instincts told me oh hell no off bat or it was a situation where. You're trying to change someone or change your situation knowing that it's not going to work, you know?
Right.
So I always get into these situations that truly prevent me from, like, being in a real relationship.
Got it.
I figured that out because I needed some time just to be by myself. Mm. So I could, you know, look and observe and learn and speak and hear and listen and grow and all that good stuff. So,
okay. So today should be a day that you ask our coach,
yes,
Dr. Heavenly, not only a dentist who hopefully will be working on these chompers soon, but today she can help you out as we get familiar with her and also Married to Medicine. So get your questions ready.
I really don't have any questions. I feel like I'm okay with my decision to be single right now because I feel like I know why I had an issue with commitment. It's because of like, if I'm talking too much, just shut me up.
No, please.
Because of what I've seen growing up, and you would think someone who grew up in families who everybody stayed together. So half of my family, the divorce rate was like 0%. The other half was 110%. So growing up and you're seeing these things, you really don't know how that affects you, you know, when you start to date and, to, you know, air quotes, fall in love and like all that other stuff. So that's what I learned, is that definitely seeing the relationships in my family, it kind of, you know, and the lack of communication and the inability for me to be able to ask questions as a kid because I really didn't know how to communicate well. And also, you know, stay out of grown folks' business and like all that other stuff. So I really couldn't ask questions about love and marriage and, you know, divorce and all that good stuff. But now that I'm much older and I have an incredible relationship with both my mom and my dad, I'm able to talk to them openly about things that have happened in my family and in my past that has help me realize the reason.
Has your father been in jail?
No, my father's once, but because he had like a something about his registration or whatever like that. Right, but so my dad has always been. My dad has always been in my life. Like you know, him and my mom are still married, going on like 42 or 43 years. Oh, wow. October 18th. Mm-hmm. So you know, like I grew up in a 2-family household. I'm the only child, so you would think that I would be like super excited about the whole marriage thing and commitment thing, but I realized that I haven't really ever been. Okay. And at first it used to bother me, but now it doesn't because it's authentically who I am.
So you don't want a man?
I do want to be in a relationship eventually, but I feel like for me, I want something different than what I've ever had in the past. And that saying goes, like, if you want something different, then you have to do something different and be something different. So being that I've been dating since I was 10.
So you're working on you.
Right.
That's right.
And that's what, you know, I feel like that's probably possibly the way that I could attract my husband or the person I'm really going to spend the rest of my life with if I just work on myself for a little bit.
Do you usually have people that you coach that come in like this?
Absolutely. I actually coached Mama D and her husband. That didn't go over well.
Wait, hold on. What?
I set up with Mama D and explained to her what she needed, you know, the things that they were going through. And they have like a real love-hate relationship. You know, not to put them on Front Street, but we've talked about it. Y'all all know she's on reality TV. It's like they will fight. But they, like, physically. But they love each other. Like, they go back to each other every time. He went to prison. She said for her. Mm-hmm. He got out. She was still with her. It's like, it's a real interesting relationship.
And you never coached her to leave? Like, have you ever told anybody, it's time for you to split up?
I told her that, and she basically cursed me. I said, she ain't leaving. That lady does what she wants to do. But you can give her all the advice in the world. All you can do is give the advice and then, you know, take it. But, she has an interesting dynamic. She actually was on Marriage Boot Camp. Did y'all watch that?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
But I heard.
He says some disrespectful stuff. But then she does it too. So, I mean, where does the line lie? They don't have a line. There's no line.
Now, you are a relationship coach. Mm-hmm. But on your show, everyone's getting divorced.
Right. So I don't look like I'm doing my job.
Yes.
No, but is that your job on the show, though?
No, she's not. A dentist.
What I'm telling you is I've said the same things from the very beginning on the show. Nobody listens. They're doctors. You know anybody that's a doctor, they make a hell of a patient. They do not listen. They think they know. And I'm telling you, the key is respecting one another. If you get on TV or even off TV and you disrespect your man, emasculate him over and over again, he's going to feel some kind of way. That's a human nature thing. Just like if a man disrespects you all the time. It's just really the stuff that they got going on is real simple.
Yeah. So what is so simple for Quad? Why can't she work it out? What about Dr.?
I need a synopsis about her
Quad is on the show. She's the youngest of the group. She's married to a psychiatrist who's actually 13 years her senior. Okay. So he's 13 years older than her. He wants kids. She didn't want kids. We didn't understand it. But then it became, if everything she says is true.
Okay.
And it's on reality TV, so it ain't like I'm throwing her business out in the street.
Yeah.
Disrespectful. Very honorary. Not humble. Okay, he got caught in a hotel room with a woman. He said nothing happened. The woman showed up, said there was oral sex.
But is that really cheating?
Yeah, girl.
Girl, bye.
Yeah.
Girl, bye. You put your mouth on somebody's house and then someone, come home to me. I got a problem with it. Because you can get HIV that way as well. You've eaten the disease.
Yeah.
And then they'll come see you. Can you clean that in the mouth?
Listen. Look, you can get it through an open cut, an open wound. I can't clean it. If you got it, you got it, boo. Yeah. It's like luggage. Yeah. You can't get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see how honest she is?
Yeah, I love it. I definitely love it.
But with Quad, I think the situation was there are a lot of men that marry women that are not doctors for a reason. They may want them to have some type of job, some kind of career, but they don't want them to be above financially or status-wise above them. Some men just are like that. I think starting out Quad was a trophy wife. If you will. I hope I'm not offensive, but trophy wife.
No, not at all.
I think the problem lied is when he was probably a little bit disrespectful to her. She was like, hey, listen, let me get my own. I'm not going to have your kids, but I'm going to go ahead and work hard and get my own. She got a talk show, her books and all this, that and the other thing going on. And she jumped out the case. And now she's no longer a trophy. So it was different from what they started out with. And I don't think he wanted that. And I think that she didn't want to be the trophy anymore.
That's interesting because, like, I don't know if you watch Tamar and Vince. I felt like that was one of the issues that Tamar had with Vince is that she's not, she's grown.
Right.
And do most men, when they marry, do they, this is just a generic question.
Mm-hmm.
But do they expect you to stay the same? Like, if you're planning to spend a lifetime with each other?
I should hope not. I should hope that your man encourages you to grow. But there's a lot of men that cannot handle an A-type female, a successful female. That's just true. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They can't handle. Even with dating, you probably know that men will shy away from you if you have too much education, too much success. They will, and I hear it from women all the time, beautiful women. They say sometimes they hide what they do and what they do, you know what I mean, in their education level. But then eventually the man will find out 4 months later and he'll kind of wither away because he can't take it.
So as someone who's possibly going to start dating very soon, is it good to, like, first date, to kind of, like, lay all your cards out on the table, not holding back of, you know, just, like, because you think too much? And I like what you said about how most women do hold back, you know, with their profession and possibly, like, their goals and, like, all that other stuff. And I'm not talking about, I want to get married in, like, 6 months and have kids. But just, like, really be who you are. Like, embrace that so you could kind of, is it okay to do that?
I think you should put all your cards on the table. I think you should ask the questions right up front because it's a waste of freaking time to find out that you don't want kids. I'm really looking for a relationship. You don't want kids. Your religion is not mine. And that's a deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or that you used to date a man. That's probably a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
I think that one's bigger than anything else.
So we need to talk about that, you know, and get it all out before 3 years pass. And then you realize, oh, I didn't want kids. When you gonna? No, I need to see your credit. Mm-hmm. I need to know that. I need to meet your mama at some point because you can tell a lot about a man by his mama.
Yeah,
and tell a lot about a man by his credit. And you just gotta know things. And I say get them out as soon as possible because you're wasting your time if you don't. At my age, or you know what I mean? When you get 40, it ain't no time for all that.
Right, I agree with you because I was just thinking about that literally less than 48 hours ago. Like, okay, so when I start dating, do I want to, like, ask all these questions that I've never asked before? Like, you know, especially the mother thing, because I realize, like, a lot of guys that I've have dated in the past, like, really don't like their moms.
Really?
Yeah, and then when we talk about it, because I have such a great relationship with my family, it either annoys them. It's just me, my mom, and my dad. So, of course, I mean, for me, it makes sense for us to have a good relationship. But they really do not like their moms. And
I don't think they can treat you how you need to be treated.
And I learned that.
If they don't like their mama.
Yeah, I learned that. That was one of the things that I learned the hard way, and it took me almost 12 years to learn that. Like, because it was a pattern. I also used to do these relationships where I would be dating someone for about maybe 10 to 12 years, but it was kind of just like, it was just weird. I've done a lot of weird stuff that I just realized, like a lot
of
weird.
And that's what you don't want. You don't want to waste 12 years.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that numerous times. Right. Yeah, yeah. So numerous times.
Time is money. Time and money are the most important things, and time is money.
Hell yeah! And the business of love is money.
That's it.
Make sure you guys get the book, Dr. Heavenly. I know you got to run over to your next interview.
Yes.
But we're gonna continue with the podcast. Let us say bye.
Start Heaven Help Us.
Yes, we are gonna start Heaven Help Us. Oh my bad. My bad. She will be doing a feature on Radio 103.9 every Fridays. Again, we did it before and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
any questions that you guys have about relationships, definitely hit me up on our Facebook, my Instagram, at It's La Loca, ITSLALOCA, or email me, laloca@cumulus.com, and we will have Dr. Heavenly answer each and every question. She usually has her structure of what she wants to talk about, but sometimes I'll be like, hey, this is what I need asked, because this is what I need an answer for, because everybody's asking.
Now, if you don't want the truth, you might not want to ask me, because that's what I'm going to give you.
Yo, if you have not, if you have not seen Married to Medicine, you would not, like, you have to see how she is all the way honest. This last episode, her classmates were there, and the way she said, yeah, because you white, that white lady. And she looked like
they
she was drunk.
Me off on there.
Yo, that was the best cutoff, though. You should have seen it. Because she was like, yeah, because you white. But that's like, but she be shady, but I'm here for it. Yeah. It's one of those shades that you're like, it's true.
It's funny. I like this
but
kind
the
of
average
shade.
Person wouldn't have said it.
They wouldn't say it.
Yeah, they wouldn't
say it. But the one thing that I think it was, we all could see is that you've been like this since you were young.
Yeah. I ain't changed up on you.
Yeah, she ain't changed.
Love
she
me
just,
or hate me.
Yeah.
Her tongue is a sword and she will cut you.
No, but I would not say that.
No, I feel like sitting here, it's like, this is my first like time being around you, but I like the honesty. Like, I feel like
I
a lot
say anything
of-
anything inappropriate.
No, not at all. Like,
this
I feel like
I am.
People,
I just tell the truth, a lot of people can't take the truth.
Yeah,
though.
A lot of them can't. And a lot of people can't give it either. So I'm glad that you're able to give and receive, I'm assuming, which is awesome.
Well, you should ask her about her best friend, Mariah. She will be really honest.
Shit about her. I don't want to talk about her no more. No. Honestly, after this episode, I'm not talking about her again until she breaks a glass and tries to scrap
But she
me
doesn't
with.
Know who you your relationship it. Between you two.
Well, you guys are best friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Okay, well, I have a best friend that you actually witnessed something on Monday where it's just like, sometimes it's just crazy, but... You, how long have you guys been best friends?
No, they're not best friends.
Oh,
that's her arch nemesis. Yes.
Oh,
it was a joke. Look at her face.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I can't read. Like, just like that,
honestly, I don't have hate in my heart for anyone. I think that it's a very interesting dynamic. I just don't like people to lie.
Yeah, but because I'm messy, we need stuff like that on TV. So
it's
you and Mariah.
TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's great for TV. Yeah. We are great nemesis on TV. Yeah. But it becomes, when you're with a pathological liar, it becomes dangerous. Just like I would tell you to get out of that relationship.
Yeah.
I have to get out of this relationship and just be surface with that person.
Yeah.
Because it can be something that it don't have to be. Because I'm going to say what I want to say, and she's ready to fight me because of it.
They're both slick with the tongue. Mm-hmm. One is just more with the hands, and the other one is more like, is Dr. Heavenly. Like, she'll cut you with her words. She will bring you down to boom. And I don't know if your hands are smooth. I've seen you working out in the gym.
I mean, you see me do the push-ups. But honestly, I'm a 40-something-year-old woman. I'm a dentist. Yeah. I'm a professor. I ain't finna fight your ass on TV. I'm not finna do that to you.
Yeah.
And she's coming at me like, I have to run across the room like, bitch, really? We gonna fight? I said, my part, you said yours. Bitch, we gonna fight? Mm-mm. Really?
Wow.
It's straight comedy. And I always thought it was fake. It was just television. But coming to find out, it's real. It's real in the field between them two.
I don't hate anyone. I love everybody and I love the Lord. And I'm going to continue to pray for her.
And if she says your mama, it's just endearing.
Wow.
One old lady told me, baby, you say my mama. That's a historically fighting word. So I'm going to beat your ass.
Historically.
Like, God, you know what? But it gave me a different perspective because I never even thought of it like that. Your mama, you say something to me, girl, that's your mom. That's your mammy.
You know, I would never get mad at her. I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. And I do it to other people and like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But if your mama on TV and she's starting fights and acting a damn fool, and when you say your mama, you really think I'm talking about your mama.
Yeah,
but really,
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah.
But
your mama.
Well, I'm going to pray for Mariah, too.
Tu madre.
Yes, you said it right. All right, mi gente, pop culture vultures, Dr. Heavenly, follow her on Instagram.
At @dr_heavenly, and you can reach me everywhere on my website, drheavenly.com.
And her practice, Smiles by Dr. Heavenly, Smile Changers, The Business of Love, also Married to Medicine, and then she's on that Open and Honest radio show,
yeah,
a weekly talk show.
Woo, woo, woo.
She is the jack of all trades and here on Radio 103.9, and hopefully she'll be on with Utopia as well.
Woo, woo, woo.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Just one more question as someone who's like, I know, because you're
this
here.
This is free work.
This is the last question.
You're gonna have to pay
me, darling. Any advice? Like, I feel like sometimes I want to just have fun, and then sometimes I want to get serious. They say that that's a Leo trait.
Right.
Any advice, since I did take a break and, you know, I feel like I'm ready to kind of like dip my toe in there, but not fully like put the whole foot in there.
I'm going to give you a little hint that comes from my book, The Business of Love.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come up with a plan. I'm a very spiritual person. I think if you write it down, it'll mm-hmm. become plain. Make you a vision board of exactly what you want in a man and look at it every day. Be very specific, because God got a sense of humor.
Yeah, but he sure does.
You know
does.
What? Write down exactly what you want. And that works for business. That works for your finances. And that works for romances as well. Write down and be very specific, and you'll know it when you see it.
Thank you.
Wait, but a list is bad, though. You make a list.
No, you just set a vision board.
Oh, a vision board. A vision board listing what you want.
Yeah.
Oh. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Write down what you want, LaLoca.
Oh, no, I got mine.
Oh, you got your baby.
I love mine.
You know She's what? Been... But you know what? I'm going to say this one thing, and I know I got to go because this woman looking at me.
I know. That's why I was like.
Is it bad to tell people you love your man? Because it's like on my show, it's like they think I'm bragging, like you think your marriage perfect. I ain't never say that. All I said was I love the little nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I almost feel bad. Like, if he sends me flowers or buys me something, I'm like, damn, I'm a regular girl. You know what I mean? I ain't lacking nowhere.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm best all around, if you will. But I feel bad that she going through that. Her husband cheated. Her mother cheated. She got a best friend named Tammy that ain't paying her no attention. This person over here doing that. And in my marriage, of course you coming for my marriage.
Yeah.
Because it's like it was predictable. Like, your shit too right, girl. We got to come for it. But I feel bad almost.
You should
I'm
not
in a
feel
good relationship.
Bad.
That's why I say I have relationship issues with women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have one with my man because I allow him to lead. But y'all, you know what I mean? A-type female. I'm going to tell you what I think. With him, I'm going to allow him to lead me.
And I trust
his judgment.
I think that's a problem with a lot of females. Like, people say they use the word submissive so much, but it's that I care for my man and I want him to be the man
right.
and handle us. I will take care of the home. You will take care of everything else. And that's how I live with Tinder.
Or even if he takes care of the home, you can't just say he's not the leader because he's not the breadwinner.
I mm-hmm. like
you know what I mean?
That. Because a lot of women now are breadwinners. Yeah.
It would be hard for me personally
mm-hmm.
to respect the man if he's not at least trying to bring some money home.
That's good.
Is that wrong to say?
No,
you know what I mean?
It's
but it's different for everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people can deal with different things, but
everybody's
different. So you got to do what right for you and what makes you happy, because it's different for everybody.
Sitting on his face.
Ow! Ooh, nasty girl. Ow, are we on the TV? Ow. Stop it. Wow. And having said that, I'm out. I see y'all next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You got a call back.
Oh my God.
Give me a hug.
You, girl. Let me break your other foot. Oh. I see you later. Very nice meeting you, young lady. Beautiful.
Same
young
here.
Lady.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Thank you.
Yeah, you put it down. We're going to keep going. Don't stop the rolling. Yeah, no, hang out. All right, so look, how you had fun?
Yeah, I did.
You never seen Married to Medicine?
No, I've never seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's...
I don't watch... Yeah.
For real? Get out.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I'd be like, yeah, you know who I is? For real? Oh, do you have, like, that's one thing, being on a reality TV show and you have your own business. Do people just do little tours to come into your office?
You gotta pay me. You gotta make an exam, an appointment for an exam.
Oh, wow.
Very smart.
That's before you come to the
bank. Very smart.
All right, by the way, whose purse is that? Is that your purse?
No, that's mine.
Oh, that's hers? Yeah. And if you ever want to leave your bag, I'll take it. Thank you. No, I know. I know Dr. Heavenly. I'll take it. You got your phone? You got everything?
Got everything.
All right. Bye.
Have a good one.
This was a fun one.
Yeah, it was very informative. Very, very informative.
So how are you going to start your new dating life?
I have no clue. I definitely, like, like I said, I have that whole conundrum going on where, like I said, I there are days where I just want to, like, turn all the way the fuck up. And then there are days where I'm just like, oh, it would be nice to, you know, roll over and you go, boop. You know, like, yeah, like that. Because a lot of the girls and because a lot of females in my life, they have, like, dudes that they've been with for a minute now. So I see that. But then also, I'm just like, ooh, he fine, he fine, he fine, he fine. Like, I, you know, like, I'm going through that as well because I've always, I've never really gotten a chance to, like, date with no strings attached. And just, like, I feel like I start dating someone and then I'm their girlfriend. And then I'm kind of, like, halfway in it. So I start looking at somebody else. And then I'm, like, girlfriends to two other guys. Like, you know, it's, like, it's always a mess. So I'm really trying to figure out if I'm going to, you know, shit or get off the pot, basically.
Well, take your time.
Yeah, that's what that's.
I don't want you to get in a relationship and then all of a sudden be like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, I'm kind of over that. Yeah. Like, I'm kind of over the knowing it's not gonna last. Like, I don't know if your instincts are, like, super, super good.
Yeah, it wasn't always.
Yeah, mine's are really good, but I just always ignored them. So I'm in a business now where I am beginning to trust myself, and that is trusting my instincts as well. So that is, like, which is funny because my instincts, the last guy that I met that I really was like, yo, dude was married. And then I had no clue, like, he was married, like, none, because I didn't ask that simple question. Knowing the age range that we're in, mm-hmm, of course, just because I've never been married or divorced or whatever. There are people our age who've been married, divorced, shit, 3 or 4 times already.
A lot.
Yeah, so it didn't. I didn't, and plus, I'm like, if you're married, bro, like, why would you even come my way? But that's just the way that I think, you know, and no ring, no nothing, yada, yada, yada. Really, really liked the dude, like, really liked the dude. And he was married. And then blame me, like, when I was just like, yo, why didn't you tell me you were married? Thank God nothing physical happened between us. It was very all emotional. I'm just like, why didn't you tell me you were married? He's like, because you didn't ask.
I don't, like, dude, why do I have to ask you? So, divulge that information. So you're trying to tell me if you have a disease, you ain't going to tell me.
Right,
didn't
exactly.
Ask
so you, I'm just sitting here. I was like, you know, I can't deal with people who don't take responsibility for their actions. Because that's what you just, like, okay, you being married, total scumbag. But your response to what I just asked you just showed me, like, yo, I dodged a huge bullet because you can't even take responsibility for what you did. And you reflected that shit back on me.
Yeah.
Just like, nah,
bro. He's turning the table like, nope.
Yeah.
He still wants to look like the good guy at the end of it.
Yeah. So when Dr. Heavenly said about the vision board and, like, all that other stuff, like, she's very true. And she also said that, you know, God is funny sometimes. I kid you not, the married dude, I was literally the night before I was having a conversation with my mother about the kind of man that I wanted. Mm-hmm. He was everything on that list. And the only thing that I did not say that I thought that I didn't have to say was he has to be available.
Yeah.
He has to be single. Like, I didn't think I needed to say that. I thought it was very obvious that I'm listing off all this stuff. Like, I knew exactly what I wanted. I did not think that I also had to be like, and he has to be available or single. That's some dumb shit, but now I know.
I mean, it's not dumb shit because it's God. But
yeah, but now I know. Yeah. Like, when I make this vision board, I guess I took it as, you know, this is how quick it can happen. Mm-hmm. But you have to give me, you got to, like, jot it all down, you know, because we know your history, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I'm in heaven, like, we know you.
Yeah, Eunice. Yeah. Or, like, I think, or maybe just say, God, give me who you feel is right for me. Instead of, because we say we know what we want, yeah, but then we run down this list of, he better have a 6-pack, he better make 6 figures, he better not have children, he better not have, at some point, in between all that he better not and he better have, you're pulling away the guy that God has for you, but then he's going to give you your list and you're going to realize that's not what I want.
Yeah.
You almost, like, and that's why I was trying to say when she was talking about, like, you got to have a vision board. When it came to Mr. Tinder, I don't think I even made a vision board. Mm-hmm. I was honestly saying, I'm tired of picking the guy. I'm tired of running down my list.
Yeah.
Just give me who you feel is right for me. Because I can't. I can't do it. I couldn't do it anymore. Because I thought the guy that I was with before Tinder.
Yeah.
It was, you know, we worked together. I had said, it's okay if he doesn't smoke weed. If he smokes weed, I just don't want him smoking cigarettes. I don't want him to have no kids. So I want him young. I don't want him old. Like, I had this full list, and I created he was a horrible person to me. Whoever he's with now, maybe he's the golden ticket. That's to her. But to me, we were not right for each other, but he was definitely not right for me. He was young, didn't know. So at that point, when you know you down on your lowest, then you're like, you know what? I don't even give a fuck. Pick whoever the hell you want, God, because I trust you.
Yeah.
That's when he gave me the one I needed.
I don't want to get that low to the point where, because I've heard that story numerous times. So I know that's possibly what I want to do. But every time I do hear somebody say that, I was like, well, what if God sends me like, this is me being vain as, you know, like just something I'm just like, okay.
He might be ugly. I'm not even gonna lie. God has no, he does not look at the outside. He looks at the inside.
And I know attraction is deeper than that, especially for me. Like, I could be attracted to somebody and everybody's like, really, bro? I'm like, yes, bro. Like, really? But I'm just like, when I think about that, I'm just like, but that also is a reflection of my self-worth as well. So I'm trying to, you know, I just really am tired with the fuckery. That's the one thing that I do know. It's like, I'm over the fuckery. Like, just be who you are. None of this, oh, I'm going to pretend to be this way. And then, you know, within 6 months, I'm going to really show you who I am.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
That's
when, like,
you got to come straight out the gate. This is who I am. This is what I like. This is what I don't like.
Yeah.
You don't like it, chuck a deuce.
Yeah. But then I was also that person that would wait around to see if you would turn back around and be. So that was one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn, was that when people show you who they are, believe them. All right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Believe them, girl. That is who they are.
Oh, yeah. But if I swear to you, if you come out the gate literally telling him, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, I don't like that. Not telling him a list of him, but these are things like, if you don't like smokers, you let him know. You don't like weed, you let him know. You want to be in a relationship within 6 months, you let him know, because that will weed out the ones you don't want, you shouldn't be with.
Yeah, that's what she was saying about the whole, like, kind of lay it all out there. Because it's just like, we hold so much back trying to impress people that we end up hurting ourselves in the end. So this is the first time ever, and also it has to do with the fact that I've taken a break, that I'm really thinking about, what do I want?
Do you want to be married?
There are days where I want to be married, and then there are days where I'm okay with...
That should scare the fuck out
of me. Yeah, I'm okay with spending the rest of life, spending like a Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell situation.
Yo, that was me. What the hell is that noise? Is there somebody in here?
It's something falling.
It's scary in here, y'all. It's like, I swear to you, some poltergeist shit. And what's crazy is, because I was watching a video of a guy that was working at a hospital, I guess, or something, and the spirit came through. So right now I'm like looking at all spirits, and we're in the month of Halloween.
Oh yeah, God, no. Yeah. They're floating.
But no, you are what I was for a very long time. I always said I'll be the Kurt and Goldie Hawn. I wanted that. No, I want Mr. Tinder's last name. I want to be a pineapple.
I guess I haven't really met the one yet that I really like. I think the one person I would have married, it took me the longest to get over him. And we were in a relationship for the shortest amount of time. Maybe I think it wasn't any more than 9 months. But we spent every fucking day together. Like, every day, literally. He was the one person that I was going to change everything about myself just so I could be with him. And
what?
Yeah, and he's the only person I would have legit like married, because of all the other guys that I have relationships with, we had the marriage conversation and I was like, okay, you know, whatever, it's no, you know, no rush or nothing like that, because I really meant like there's really no rush. But he was the person that when we did have the conversation, I was just like, yeah, you know, I will stop trying to pursue this, you know, radio thing and, you know, teach and do whatever else I was doing and stuff like that, so I could be, you know, his wife and let him do whatever he wants to do, because that was good enough for me. And obviously it didn't work out, but when I equate that to marriage, that's what I equate marriage to, and I don't want that.
You shouldn't.
But for me, I realize when I meet that person where I could completely be me and completely just like feel safe, and I know that maybe things will definitely change for me where I'm gonna wanna possibly be married.
Well, I hope you do.
Oh,
so
thanks,
I could be a bridesmaid. Walking down that aisle like, yo, we made it, bitch. We here.
So it might happen when I'm like 91, but just no. Be ready, Bo.
It'll be. I promise you, this time next year, you'll be like, yup, she said it. I got me a man. We getting married.
We'll see. But I feel like I'm on the verge of possibly asking for that. Or I might be on the verge of possibly asking, you know, I just need some candy real quick. Just, you know, some Snickers, some Twixes.
You know what? You should just not even ask. Just say, listen, prepare me for when you are ready to give me him.
Wow.
Just because you have to be prepared. So
yeah.
Instead of praying for him, pray for yourself to be ready and pray that if you want to pray for him, Lord, pray, for, you know, prepare both of us for when we meet. It's that one union that will never be broken apart.
There are days sometimes when I'm in the mood for it, I pray for my future husband. I'm like, I just hope he's having a good day.
Oh,
I do. Like, I do. So there is. So, but it's a struggle. It's a legit struggle because the other part of me is like, bitch, please.
The ratchet side. Like,
yeah, get off your knees and go find somebody to get on their knees.
You're stupid. No, you're not.
So, yeah, but that's, you know, but I'm okay with that because normally I would beat myself up about that, not being able to make a decision because I'm finally in a place where I'm making solid decisions for myself. So I will get there when it comes to a dude, but I'm enjoying the process of getting there.
Enjoy it.
Which is good, yeah.
Trying on different slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't miss those days.
I know, you know, this bitch domesticated like a mom.
I sure am. I'm over, you know, yesterday I spent the whole day seasoning meats to cook when I get home.
Wow, look at you.
I'm like thinking of laundry, thinking of these, you know, stuff that we have to take care of. So because we're going to a vineyard as a couple this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and thoughts of marriage. So I'm like, okay, what do I need to fix before we get married as in credit wise?
Yeah.
Because his credit becomes my credit and mm-hmm. I don't want my credit to be bad because his is really good.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm thinking of the future with him. Like I'm thinking forever.
That's amazing. You know, that doesn't scare me. Like listening to you say all of this, because normally I would be cringing on the inside, but mm-hmm. I'm just like, that might be something I'm possibly wanting to aspire to.
You should, but get all the hoeing out. So that's the one thing I could tell you. Get it all out. Because then you could be falling prey to, fuck, I didn't get it all on my system. And now I want to fuck this guy and this guy and this guy.
Yeah.
Or girl, whoever it is that you feel like. So, yeah. Like, I'm thankful that I did all my hoeing. And I hope he doesn't get offended. Baby, I love you. I wasn't a hoe, but in the eyes of the social media.
Yeah.
If you've had sex with more than one person, not at the same time, but if you had sex with more than one person, you're a hoe.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately. So,
I got
yeah.
that shit out. I'm good.
I feel like I had like a really good solid hoe phase. But then there are days in me I'm just like, would I like to do round two?
You are so stupid. I can't.
I don't know. But it'll when the time is right, I know it'll happen, and I'll be like, okay, this is what I want to do right now. So right now, I got other fish to fry. So
yep, like continuing pop culture vultures, continue with television. Have you got casted for anything lately?
No, this is like this past week has been one of the shittiest weeks for me professionally in a very long time. But being that it was such a shitty week and because of all the things that I've experienced in the past, that my past really leveled me out versus sometimes like when you use your past to like plan your future instead of using your past to help you get over that hump and, you know, putting it back where it belongs and stuff like that. So professionally,
this was just a calm before the storm. That's all that was.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that is what it was. But it also made me realize that I have to start really going to that next level and dedicating myself to that. So, yes. Yeah, your girl is, the past, like, seven days have been really interesting, so...
Yeah, I know we got to chop it up after this.
Yeah.
So, mi gente, make sure you have subscribed, you like, you comment, and share. Sharing is caring on the OG Podcast Network. Pop Culture Vultures, dímelo, que Dios me lo bendiga, hoy, mañana y siempre, which means may God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces, your girl La Loca's out.
Peace, y'all.